Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Victory Over Weakness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 10, go back please. 1 Corinthians 10. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful. God is faithful not to put more on you than you can stand?
No.
That's not what it says. What does it say? He will not suffer, you could say allow, He will not allow you to be tempted. Is that the same thing as Him tempting you? No. He's the one that's putting a check on it.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Temptation's not coming from Him. He's the one that's saying, no, now that's as far as you can go. No. No, can't go any further than that. No. And He's faithful because He knows where you are and He knows where I am. And if here's the good news. Now, back in my teenage years, I was involved in some sport fighting, martial arts, and did quite a bit of it. And, you know, when you got new opponents that you didn't know, you're trying to size them up, you know. Can I take them? Are they going to take me? So I think in those terms, and the Lord helps me that way, what I see a picture of is this. In life, if I have an opponent in the ring with me, I know I can beat him. If I couldn't beat him, he wouldn't be in the ring.
Yep. Wow.
The Lord wouldn't have let him get in the ring. He knows where I am. He knows where you are. If something is in my life trying to cause me a problem just by reason of the fact that it is there, I know I can overcome it. If it was too big, it wouldn't be there. God wouldn't allow it. That's a world of difference from God putting more on you than you can stand. It's the enemy coming. He's trying to overwhelm you. And the Lord's saying, uh-uh, no, that's as far as you can go. No, that's as far as you can go. No, that's as far as you can go. So if He does show up, there's a temptation, there's a challenge, there's a test. What do I know? God is faithful. He won't allow me. He won't permit me to be tested or tempted above what I'm able. But every time something comes up, He's going to, when the temptation comes, He's providing a way of escape. So every problem, there's a way out. Every challenge, you know, because God is so faithful, there's a way out. Every temptation, there's a way out. I don't have to fall. I don't have to yield. I don't have to mess up. I don't have to. There's a way out. Now, I've messed up and you've messed up, but we didn't have to.
Amen. That's good.
I said we didn't have to. Anybody know what 1 John 1 talks about? 1 John 1, 9. 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sins, why would you need to do that? If we confess our sins, why would you need to do that? See, there are people, the enemy pushes this. That, you know, we're just old sinners saved by grace. And that we sin every day. And that you're going to sin. And really, there is no way you or I are going to make it through a day without sinning. That's a lie. I said, that's a lie. That absolutely is not true. By nature of what sin is. To him that knows to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Sin is violation of light. The Lord doesn't hold you responsible for what you don't see and know.
Right.
You can make mistakes. It can even cost you. But sin won't be imputed. Sin is not imputed where there is no law or where there is no revelation about what's right and wrong.
Right.
So if you knew what to do and you did the wrong thing, that's on you. You can't say, I couldn't help it.
No.
To say you need to confess it and receive forgiveness, if I couldn't help it, I shouldn't have to confess. Because
right.
It wasn't my fault. I'm just an old sinner.
No.
And that's what sinners do.
No.
I get up sinning and go to bed sinning. I don't want to, but I can't help it. That's a lie. I said, that's a lie. Jesus went his entire life
Amen.
Without sinning. I think you and I could go a few days.
Amen.
Now we could go longer.
Amen.
It's possible to go weeks at a time. It's possible to go months at a time. It's possible. I know people don't believe it. It's possible to go years at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do? You just have to resist instead of yield.
Amen.
But see, the devil convinces people, you can't help it. You're weak. You're going to fall. You know you are. You're going to fall again. Just a matter of time. And if you believe it, you will. You can be saved. Love God. Go to heaven when you die. But be defeated in this life. Because of believing lies. Greater is he that's in you
Amen.
Than he that is in the world.
Amen.
And you are not the conquered. You are more than a conqueror.
Amen.
Is that right or not?
Yes.
You don't have to be a victim. You are victorious ones. I'm going to have to preach this another time or two. You don't have to. I don't have to fall again and again and again in the same areas. You have made mistakes in the same area. I have too. We didn't have to.
No, sir.
We could have done differently.
Yes, sir.
The very fact that we needed to come and confess it and repent means we're responsible.
Yes, sir.
If I couldn't help it, I shouldn't be expected to repent.
Right.
Wasn't my fault. It was beyond my control.
No, sir.
Do you hear things like this?
Oh, yeah.
It just overwhelmed me, and next thing I knew, I was doing it, and I didn't mean to, and you're lying. Yeah, maybe you feel bad about it, but you made a wrong choice.
Right.
You stopped resisting it. I stopped resisting it, and we entertained it. Look at James. Don't go there. I'll just read it to you again. You're tempted when you're pulled away of your own desire and enticed. Your own desire, that's you. Enticed, that's the enemy. And the less he has to work with, better off you are. Desire is a whole lot like a stray cat. Now, animal lovers, I'm not opposed to cats. You have as many cats as you want to. But it's a lot like a stray cat. If you go to your back door and there's a cat there, never seen this cat before. He's looking at you and he goes, meow, meow. If you don't want a cat, what should you not do?
Don't feed it.
We say, well, he's hungry. Well, if you don't want it to be your cat, you need to take him somewhere else where he can get fed or do something else. But if you feed this cat, what will you probably see tomorrow? Meow, meow. And if you say, no, kitty, no, 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 you can't stay, but here's 3 cans of gourmet cat food, but you have to go. You can't stay. How about tomorrow? Meow. Meow. No, kitty. No, no. I can't have a kitty. You can't stay here. But here's four cans of gourmet cat food, but you can't stay. No, you got a new cat.
Yeah.
And if you keep doing that and just keep increasing it, in 2 months, you could have a 20-pound cat sitting on your chest. And you can be crying going, no, kitty, no. I don't want a kitty, no. And you're feeding him 10 cans of food. Now you're laughing, but this is exactly the way desire is. People have desires that torment them, that vex them because they are so strong. What many people do is just try to hide it and try to cover it. But that won't make it go away.
No.
First of all, you got to admit and acknowledge how it got so strong. You fed it.
That's so true.
You fed it by thinking about those things, looking at those things, listening to those things, talking about those things. You fed it. You might have been saying, no, I want you to go away, but you're feeding it. And it'll get stronger and stronger and stronger until it can dominate your thinking. Most of the day, it's there, it's there, it's there. If you want something to weaken, if you want something to shrink, you must starve it. Everybody say, starve it. Every wrong desire, when starved, will weaken. I said it'll weaken. It'll get weaker. And if it was tormenting you and vexing you, you keep starving it. It may not just change overnight, but if it was in your thinking most of the day, it'll get to the place where it was only half of the day. Then it'll get to the place where it only you thought of it a couple of times in the day. Then it'll get to the place where you go 3 days and not think about it. You get to the place where you go 3 weeks and not even think about it. You're free.
Amen.
Can you see this, friends?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many think this is worth talking about?
Amen.
Worth getting help on?
Yes.
No temptation has taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful. He won't allow you to be tempted above that you're able. Is that good news?
Yeah.
This is wonderful news.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Victory Over Weakness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God, God who gives me